I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Ryerson University President Mohammed Lashmi provided a working framework of an action plan to fully implement all recommendations from the Standing Strong Task Force, which includes the name change of the school. Lashmi was asked to comment on the action plan, but no response from his office was given at this time to CGRU. On January 31st, Lashmi wrote to the Ryerson community about creating an action plan by this date, the progress made since accepting the recommendations in August, and planning for the upcoming changes. On the school's renaming, Lashmi writes, quote, "Recently, over 30,000 community members provided input on renaming during a public engagement period. The findings and ideas generated by the community will help inform the committee as they develop a short list of possible names, which they will present to my office this spring." End quote. During the first semester this school year, students, staff, and other community members were asked to submit new name suggestions to replace Ryerson until December 7th. This initiative was called The Next Chapter. Events, opportunities, and updates will be shared on a regular basis through the Next Chapter website, the letter reads. It is unclear at this time which names were considered for the shortlist that Lashmi and the committee created. With the name being changed, Lashmi reminds the community that the legacy of Egerton Ryerson will continue to be used to educate the public on his role in the creation of Canada's residential school system. Quote, "While our name will no longer be Ryerson University, we will continue to share Egerton Ryerson's story through physical and digital installations with content from our university archives. This commitment to education includes both addressing misconceptions and contextualizing Ryerson's contributions to present-day institutions and policies." End quote. A notable omission from the action plan is an exact date of when the name of the school will be changed. While Lashmi did mention updates will be released in the spring and summer semesters, he did not indicate a specific day or month. The school is expected to have a new name for the 2022-2023 school year, according to a previous press release from Ryerson in December. Further, a website is to be launched to address both the action plan and updates on the progress of the recommendations being fulfilled. No set date on its launch is stated by Lashmi in this recent letter. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.